eyes are like telescopes. If I ever catch that ventriloquist, I feel his head right into my fist. Somebody comes checking in. What is it? What's the prediction? Is this friction? I bet it's friction. Out of the snake pit.
Echo and the Bunnymen wrapping up that set of music, doing Television's Friction in celebration of the life of Tom Verlaine, who we lost this week. Tom Verlaine, speaking of which, is my background music. Before the Television, the band Howl from the My Little Brother album with Play Hard started that entire set. It's a short set because it gets us here, right here at WRCT Pittsburgh to... do a thing called the mock. Before we get into the mock, I gotta take care of some business. One of those pieces of business is telling you about being a personal shopper, a financial manager, a nurse, a daughter, a driver. What I'm talking about is that AARP, they understand the many roles that caregivers play. That's why they created ARP.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Because you know what? Together, we can better care ourselves for the ones we love. Again, ARP.org/caregiving to learn more.
You know, we're at that point in this program that we need to get to the mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, they are located in Millvale. They're family-owned and operated, and they're open 7 days a week. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and no collection too small. Again, Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. Now let's get into this mock. Gertrude Stein, born on this day... February 3rd. So again, if it's not February 3rd, you're listening to an encore presentation of Viva La Mach. Today would have been her 149th birthday. So it's 149 years. Born in Pittsburgh, Allegheny West neighborhood, gorgeous neighborhood over there. Western Avenue, North Side, kind of off that beaten trail. If you haven't walked the streets of Allegheny West, you should owe yourself just to stop out there, walk around sometime. But anyway, I've got, I think seven was the final number I came up with. Seven songs for the Mach of Gertrude Stein. So let's get into the Mach. Let's find our way into the Mach from the Discosis album. It's Brand, it's a, I'm trying to say their name correctly, Brand Van 3000. Brand Van 3000. I can't even say it. I can't. Love cliche.
She said, Grandma's the conference, said she had some time to kill. Been going to the beach for a beautiful freak, and I just want to fit the parents to kill. That summer, underneath the Star Wars sign, drinking cases of each other, a guitar and everything rhyme. And we lay down in the alley as the sunlight hit the pine and talked of all things great, like the rules of Gertrude Stein. And we fell in love that summer, but it lasted 18 weeks. Used to kiss her on the hummer, now we kiss her on the cheek. And I vividly remember in a moment of recline when she whispered in my ear. At the Stanley Cup game, and Miles hits the notes when he sketches out his face. And the wind gets it high from the perfect catering. And love makes you lie, even though you're about to hang. And the studio spy, and the monochrome change, and the North Face change, the mood is still the same. But I'm looking for your kind, yeah, I'm trying to the camera rain. Cause what was the love from the very beginning, that we would have to change. But now, say you're my love.
Smooth. We'll be right back.
mean his shirt is pressed. It isn't just the way he's dressed. He smiles out of context and acts so polite. He stayed at his cousin's overnight. The protein shakes, that's not like him. The carrot cakes, that's not like him. The Oprah flakes, that's not like him. And the sweet name he called me in his sleep last night, oh, that's not like him. He whispers on the telephone. He goes out smelling of cologne. That's not like him. It's just a superficial thing. But he's misplaced his wedding ring. He's becoming a connoisseur of wine. He's quoting Nix and Gertrude Stein. Soho Pub, that's not like him. The Wicked Club, that's not like him. Those books on love, that's not like him. And the sweet name he called me in his sleep last night, oh, that's not like him. At a checkout counter about to pay, in a girl on his arm. I'm glad he's helping out the poor. It's not the Tom I knew before. Something so touching it made me cry. But my heart was racing, don't know why. Those Nuno suede, that's not like him. The Ray-Ban shades, that's not like him. Those downtown ways, that's not like him. And the sweet name he called me in his sleep last night, well, that's not like him. Suspenders, that's not like him. The berries in the thunder, that's not like him. Those 12-step groups, that's not like him. And God alone, that's not like him. Those books on sale, that's not like him. The karate classes, that's not like him. The fishing gear, that's not like him. Not like him.
The room, but Gershon, Tristan, Zara, and Man Ray saw her too. There was never any doubt, or would try to take her home. She refused their every move, preferred to be alone. And a rose is a rose. Was out father had a breakdown. Fitzgerald hit the bar. His hand was broken, words were spoken, didn't get too far. Hemingway was smoother, more debonair and fun. But he would say her repartee was meaner than a gun. A rose is a rose is a rose is a rose, said my good friend Gertrude Stein. She knows that I'd go to the old domain. Insane. Elliot is paralyzed by thoughts of evil rain. When she refused Lennon, he vowed to start a war. Stravinsky beat the Rite of Spring right there on the floor. And a rose, a rose is a rose. A rose is a rose, a rose is a rose, said my good friend. She's missing. All right, soon begin. You could stand the thought of Jersey with another man. Still windy streets, a point to the house. Never guess who Jezebel was kissing on the couch. Hi, Jersey. Well, hi there, Gertrude. Am I interrupting something?
I'm in Mario.
Did you get the theme of the mock? Did you? It's Gertrude Stein, born on this day in Allegheny West, now the North Side, here in Pittsburgh in 1874. In celebration of that, just wrapped up a mock with Poe. Poe doing A Rose is a Rose. Before that, Carly Simon. Carly Simon from her, I think it was 1990 when the Have You Seen Me Lately album came out with It's Not Like Him. Le Tigre, their debut, I think it was their first album. Self-titled with Hot Topic. Also, Idlewild gave us Rosability from their 100 Broken Windows album. All these songs, if you did not listen closely, name-dropped Gertrude Stein. Then I start off the... No, I didn't start. I had a couple more songs in there. Jefferson Starship from 1998. They put out an album called Windows of Heaven. And See the Light came off of that one. Now, the Ruddles. Are you familiar with the Ruddles? The parody Beatles that the Monty Python group had. Well, there was a tribute to the Ruddles that came out in probably the early 90s, I think it was, called Ruddles Highway Revisited. Dog Bowl, original member of King Missile, Dog Bowl, doing his version of the Ruddles Another Day. Again, name-dropping Gertrude Stein. And then start the entire set, Fran Van 3000 from their Discosis album with Love Cliché. Wrapping up the mock. Yeah, that's what a mock is. If you have a suggestion for a mock, you can always just drop me an email. It's a WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear for a future mock. If I haven't done it ever, I'll consider it. If I've done it in the past, I'll think about it. If it's the mock I just did, well, you're out of luck. I ain't going to repeat it. Listen to an encore show for that. You know, addiction is a disease. It truly is. And like any other disease, its impact can be devastating. So, separating parents from children, disrupting relationships, destroying communities. Yeah, that's what addiction can do. But like any other disease, addiction, it's not a choice. POWER, which is the Pennsylvania Organization for Women in Early Recovery, treats that disease of addiction through a full continuum of services designed especially for women. You can call POWER at 412-243-7535 or visit power-recovery.com to learn more information. My name is Paul. We've got, you know what? I'm going to say we've got 45 more minutes of this program. So look at your clock and be like, so you're not going to end, like, yeah, I'm going to end 45 minutes. That's my goal. My goal. I might end in 4 minutes. Who knows? Sometimes I don't have control over the ending part. I have control on the beginning part. I don't even have very good control over that. So if you were listening earlier, you found out that the Mockster was not here last week. And why? Because he was celebrating with his loved one down in the Big Easy. And because of that, he had this song stuck in his head that he's got to play for you. It's the Walkabouts here on 88.3. From their Death Valley days, them doing their version of The House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah. Got everything that you needed. You're show. You got to keep it confidential. You got to keep it confidential. When I says hush, child, don't you cry. I'm begging you, hush. And jealous tears from your eyes. You gotta hush. Don't you know we gotta hush? Oh,
Primus by request. Yeah, Keith in the North Hills reached out and said, hey, Moxter, could you play some Primus? Went back to 1990's Frizzle Fry for Groundhog's Day. It's thematic. That's why. Tom reached out and said, Moxter, I hate Primus. So the good news is, Tom, you didn't request it. So I didn't play it for you. I played it for Keith, who wanted to hear Primus. See how that works? Before the Primus, how about some New York Dolls? I dare either Keith or Tom to say, I hate the New York Dolls. I dare either of you to say it. You don't need a slapping from the Moxter, do you? New York Dolls in their private world. In tribute to Arthur Kane of the New York Dolls. Before that, a band called Silverhead. Do you remember Silverhead? Do you? I don't. 16 and Savaged was the album. Came out in 1974. Lead singer of Silverhead, Michael DeBar. Later on, Detective and Checkered Past. I'm not sure what the order of all that was. He's got a little morning radio show he does on Little Steven's Underground Garage now. Lead singer, 1974. But I played it because the bass player was Nigel Harrison. Nigel Harrison from Blondie, pre-Blondie. He was in Silverhead. Hello, New York was the name of the track I played. Some Ween. I went back to my favorite Ween album. I go on record and say that every time I play it. From the Pod, that is my favorite Ween album, and Dr. Rock. Walkabouts also started the entire set with The House of the Rising Sun. In tribute to and celebration of the fact that I spent last weekend down in the Big Easy, enjoying myself, having a lot of fun. I love New Orleans. Like I talked to someone today who I said, hey, I went to New Orleans, had a great time, and they gave me like the side eye. And I'm like, you don't have to like it. I'm okay with that. I might not like where you go. You're like, oh, hey. I'm going to Atlanta. And I'll be like, yeah, whatever. Side eye. Boom. I've really never been to Atlanta. I've been to the airport, and I hate the airport in Atlanta. So I cannot judge the entire city based on that airport, but I do a little bit. Anyway, my name is Paul. I'm the Moxter. For those of you listening on a Friday night, and it's Friday, February 3rd, or it's now the 4th, technically, because we moved into the next night, but I'm going to say it's the 3rd. I'm still figuring out if I'm going to play something in tribute to the fact that it is February 3rd. But you're like, hey, dude, you've only got a few minutes before the hour ends. Well, you know what? I have an encore show, and my encore show has 20 minutes left, so I've got time. I've got time, which means I'm just going to keep going for another 20 minutes. So buckle up. Put on your seatbelt. Put it on. No, seriously, you should always put on your seatbelt. Oh, now, see, now Tom's telling me that he doesn't hate Primus. And he's giving me, like, a Primus inside joke that I don't understand. Which is fine. I'm not hip with the kids. I'm not. I'm not even hip with you. But I try my best. I try my best. You know what? It was 2 years ago today that we lost Michael Weatherly. No, Jim Weatherly. I don't know about Michael, but we lost Jim Weatherly 2 years ago today.
Billy proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. and she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. I'll be with her on that midnight plane to Houston. Kept dreaming that someday she'd be a star, but she found out the dreams don't always come true. So she's pawned all her hopes and sold her car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life she knew. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place. I'd rather live in her world than live without her in mine. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well, then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Rip, 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 This is Rex.
And Christina from the Armoires.
And as much as we like hearing our songs played on Viva La Muck,
we heard that playing one of our songs would make Michelle in Madison, Wisconsin very happy.
Don't do it for us.
Do it for her.